Hello, and welcome to Arena Sensei, the Hearthstone podcast where we misread the patch notes. This is episode 95, Aggro Highlander Hunter, because Book of Heroes with Rexxar is next week. Yeah, my bad. I'm Steven Sensei, and this is my co-host,
Schwal. Today I want to talk about the deck that I took to Legend and Standard this month, entering at 613 in Americas, Aggro Highlander Hunter. The first thing to note is that with the nerfs, the aggro demon hunter I was playing for most of Scholomance lost its best matchup in Druid, and its worst matchup, Soul Demon Hunter, massively spiked in popularity. So, yeah, that deck stopped working. Then this week's Vicious Syndicate report had aggro Highlander Hunter, even calling it the meta breaker, so I figured it was worth a shot, and it definitely was.
So you took this all the way from the Bronze Tabby Cat to Legend.
Yes.
So this isn't the oh, look, I entered high legend, like 100% win rate because you played one game with it. You actually played this deck.
Yeah, this was essentially my entire climb.
Nice. So this list is really quite interesting. We will have the deck code in the notes for the show as well. But let me go ahead and go over this. So it's super low curve. We're going to start off with the one drops. And again, this is Highlander, so there is only one of each of these cards. In the one drop slot, Adorable Infant Station, Blazing Battle Mage, Demon Companion, Dwarven Sharpshooter, Guardian Og Merchant, Intrepid Initiate, Tour Guide, Toxic Reinforcements, Tracking, True Aim Crescent, and Wolpertinger. Moving up to the 2-mana slot, Bone Chewer Brawler, Cult Neophyte, Freezing Trap, Imprisoned Felmall, Phase Stalker, Scavenger's Ingenuity, Snake Trap, Transfer Student, Ferocious Reader, Zephyrus the Great. 3-mana slot, Ace Hunter Kreen, Animal Companion, Eaglehorn Bow, Frozen Shadow Weaver, Kill Command, Unleash the Hounds, 4-mana, Dragon's Bane, and Lorekeeper Polquette, and at the very top of the deck at 7-mana, we have Dino Tamer Braun.
In the mulligan, we're looking for 1-drops, Imprisoned Felmaw, and Zeph. Don't keep tracking, Toxic Reinforcements, which is for reach, or Adorable Infestation without a guaranteed target. As usual, you can keep a worse 2-drop if you have a 1-drop or are on the coin. Don't keep Phase Stalker without Tour Guide, though. You want to hero power the turn you play it.
Well, this deck does sometimes get called Face Highlander Hunter. Make no mistake, it plays like a traditional aggro deck. Board control on the early turns, rarely hero powering before turn 4. It's okay to save that free hero power you get from Tour Guide. You don't need to do it right away. And then using your advantage to push face with some solid reach.
There are a couple of specific card interactions is worth going over. First is Lorekeeper Polquette. When you play him, you will reorder your deck to be Bran, Dragonbane, then the remaining 3-drops in your deck. What this means in practice is that you will usually want to play Polquette on turn 4. On turn 5, you will draw Bran and play out most of the rest of your hand. On turn 6, you will draw Dragonbane, which you will play, and hero power, activating Dragonbane. And then on turn 7, you usually just slam Bran. It's a sequence that does a ton of damage, and it is very hard to beat.
So do you keep Polquette in the mulligan?
I haven't been, but I could see it, especially against slower decks.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, that seems like a really powerful card to really make your mid game, which should be your end game with this deck, really curve look pretty good. The other card worth talking about specifically is Ace Hunter Kreen, and the text, your other characters are immune while attacking. You'll be tempted to overuse this. This text is mostly important in the mirror and against Priest, where you can take things slower and want to keep their board clear. But if you're in a match where it doesn't matter if they take out a minion, it's probably better just to go face with most of your team.
Next time, we will actually talk about the next chapter in the Book of Heroes, Rexxar.
If you've been enjoying Arena Sensei, feel free to leave a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast listening material from. We really do appreciate you taking the time to listen and write. Except for you, Matt at Arms. Matt at Arms is one of the hosts of the wonderful Squelch podcast, highly recommended. Lots of fun. Very funny. But apparently he took issue with our last podcast where I said that Garrosh was dressed up as Frankenstein. Mr. Smarty-at-Arms pointed out that Frankenstein was the name of the doctor that created a monster. So Garrosh is dressed up as Frankenstein's monster. Well, technically correct, we all know the real monster of that story was the doctor himself. So to you, Mr. I Have Too Many Arms, I say this. Nerd! I love you, man. As for the rest of you, if you feel the urge to tell me how I'm wrong, feel free to come into our Discord and tell me all about it. You can reach that at discord.me/arenasensei, or you can always write us directly at email at arenasenseipodcast@gmail.com. Where can the people find you, Schwal?
You can find me in most Hearthstone podcast discords, and my battle tag is Schwal1747. Where can people find you, Sensei?
You can find me in a lot of the other Hearthstone discords, most likely misreading patch notes, but you can also follow my Twitter at StevenSenseiHS, and my battle tag is StevenSensei #1107 on the Asia server. Until next week,
steady shot you in the arena.